mentioned yesterday the shaila in the Rishonim with regard to chatzitza when putting on tefillin. We saw Machlokas, the Rush, and the Rashba. The Rush is of the opinion that there is a concern of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh. And he brought a raya from the Gemara with regard to the big day kahuna, Gemara in Zvachim. And the Rashba, on the other hand, argued that although one must put the tefillin shal yad directly on one's arm so as to maintain a private os as opposed to having a public os, but that's not because it's a psul chatzitza in tefillin. And as such, the Rashba actually writes that he's not certain altogether whether there is any problem with chatzitza when it comes to tefillin shal rosh. Tefillin shal yad, you have to put it on your arm to maintain a private os, v'hayah l'chala os, v'lo lachem l'os. But by shal rosh, he said he's not certain whether there's chatzitza shal altogether. We saw the Rush is the psak halacha. Shulchan Aruch paskins that there is a concern of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh. But we saw as well that the Ramah writes that this entire discussion is dafka with the tefillin boxes themselves. But the Ritzuos, the straps, says the Ramah, there, even according to the opinion that says that one should be machmir about chatzitza on tefillin, but there's no concern of chatzitza when it comes to the tefillin straps. We then saw the Mishnah Berurah cites Achronim who say that this is true with regard to the straps around one's arm. But the straps that form the actual knot, or the straps around the bicep that hold the tefillin in place, those ones should be careful not to have a chatzitza there, be it chatzitza from a sleeve, or be it a chatzitza around the straps on one's head from the yarmulke. That one should be careful to avoid concerns of chatzitza. So that having been said, the one point we didn't get to yesterday is the shaila of wearing a wristwatch on one's arm when putting on tefillin. If you're telling me that, yes, you should be makbid for chatzitza dafka by the straps around the bicep or around the head, but as the Ramah says, when it comes to the ritzuos in general, ein lahakbid, there's no concern of chatzitza, so what about wearing a wristwatch? So Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas on Haggis, Chelek Beis, writes that the truth is the strict halacha does not require the seven wrappings around the arm. If you look in the Gemara Menachos, for example, on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara there says, with regard to the shear of the ritzuos of tefillin, the Gemara says, ad etzba tsreda, the shear of the length of the ritzuos of tefillin are until the middle finger. And the Rambam, when citing this Gemara in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, the orech ritzua shal yad, the length of the straps of the tefillin shal yad, is kedei shetakef es hazroa, it should encircle the bicep, the arm, the yikshar mimena hakesher, you should be able to tighten it around the arm, and then v'timasech ritzua achas al etzba emtsois, it should be long enough to then extend the strap to the middle finger. V'yichroch mimena al etzba'o shalosh krichos v'yikshar, and to then wrap it around your middle finger three times, and then, I guess, tighten it. That's the minimum length of the ritzua of the shalyad. Clearly, there's no strict requirement for the seven windings around the arm. That's not part of the ikker minimum size. The length requirement is tighten around the wrist, extend it to the finger, three times around the finger, and that's it. So if Sternbach writes, yes, api kabbalah, we wrap it around the arm seven times as well, and that is, in fact, quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Ches, tells us, the nohagin ha'olam, a minug, lichroch al hazroa shisha oshiva krichos, to wrap the tefillin shal yad around the arm six or seven times. That's the minhag. Where do you find that this is a halacha l'maisa nafkamina, whether it's a minag, whether it's me'ikar adin? We find it, as one example, in Simin Chafei, when the Shulchan Aruch says that when one is putting on tefillin, so you're not allowed, says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Chafei Siftes, to be mafsik by speaking between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. Can't be mafsik, because the bracha on the shel yad is also a bracha that's going on the shel rosh as well. And even b'dibur shel mitzvah, says Mishnah Berurah, one cannot be mafsik between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Shulchan Aruch tells us that if one hears Kaddish or Kedusha between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, so you come into Shul, you're putting on your Tefillin, and as you get up to the Shel Rosh, but you haven't put it on yet, the Chazan is up to Kaddish after Kabanos, hopefully, after Mizmor Shir, or whatever the Kaddish might be. So what do? Kaddish or Kedusha, between Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yafsik Lanos Imahem, you can't be mafsik to answer to the Heshmei Rabbah between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us here the following. The Poskim, right, Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He says, the Maimar Mordechai tells us that if you hear the Chazan's up to Kaddish and you're putting on your Shel Yad, and you know that if you put on all the seven times around your arm, you won't finish the Shel Rosh in time to answer Yehoshmei Rabbah. But if you expedite the process, just tighten your Shel Yad, maybe one time round to hold it in place, and then go straight to the Shel Rosh, you will be able to get it on and to answer Yehoshmei Rabbah. So Mishnah Berurah says, one should do precisely that. Put on the Shel Rosh before you wrap the Tefillin Shel Yad around your arm. Just tighten the Shel Yad enough that it doesn't slide off. And that way you can answer Yehoshmei Rabbah. Why? Because the krichos are not me'ikar adin. Krichos are not me'ikar adin. Just a minhag, as we said before. And for this reason, the Tribus and Hagas, Moshe Sturbach writes, that when it comes to the Shaila of Chatzitza, so the seven krichos around one's arm, they're minog, they're not maker adin, so you can't argue there's a problem with Chatzitza there. He says, either are those that are machmir lechatchila, even with the krichos around the arm, the primigadim, for example, that you shouldn't have Chatzitza by the straps around your arm either. Okay, so there's a minog to be machmir on that, but Me'ikar adin, there's no psul chatzitza or isra of chatzitza there. So if Moshe Tzabach writes, he says, it's best to remove one's watch, but it's not a chi of medina. So he writes. It's interesting tshuva Ravad Yosef has in his Yechavadas, Chela Gimel, where he writes the following. He says that when he met the Chabina Rav, the Dovev Mesharim, so he said he's discussing this shaila, Chabina Rav, about whether there's a problem of wearing a watch when you're having a tefillin shel yad on because of chatzitza, is that an issue or not an issue? And the Chabina Rav apparently writes in his tshuvas that one should really remove the watch before putting on tefillin. So in his discussions with the Chabina Rav, Ravadia writes, he says that it turned out that the Chabina Rav was saying you should be machmir on chatzitza even during the seven wrappings around one's arm. But Rabbi Vajja said, yeah, but if you put on your wristwatch by the end of the arm, you've already done your seven times around. All you're doing now is just getting to the finger. So you've done seven times on your arm already, and then you're putting on the wristwatch. That's not by the seven krichos, it's after seven krichos. Says the Chabina Rav said to him, oh, I'm assuming you're wearing your watch higher up. But if you're really wearing it that far down by the end of your arm, by your wrist, it's after the seven krichos. So then, Chabina Rav was modest, says Rav Avadja, that you could be mekel. So Rav Avadja himself writes, Harotz lahachmel atzmo, to move the watch, tovel of bracha, but don't object if you see someone else who's being makel on it, because me'ikra din, there's no isur chatzitza. Certainly after the seven krichas have been put on, there's no isur chatzitza by the ritzuos. So although the minog is certainly to be makbid, and as Vajra writes, tovel of bracha, but one shouldn't object if one sees someone doing otherwise, because me'ikra din, there's no isur chatzitza, certainly not after the seven krichas have been wrapped around one's arm.